So it's an Argentine drama. Elisa Carriacho is a teacher whose life starts to unravel because she has a housekeeper whose teenage son comes knocking at her house one rainy night. She kind of hides and doesn't let him in. The next thing, the son has disappeared, and then his body is dragged from the river. And she immediately starts, she's got this guilty secret that she didn't open the door to him. It's written and directed by Francisco Marquez, and it looks like it's going to be a kind of murder mystery thriller. But there is no mystery. Everyone knows right from the outset that he's been killed by the gendarmerie, by the police. And so what it actually is about, I mean, it kind of looks like that, and it also looks like it's a kind of, because she starts to believe that she's being haunted by his ghost. But actually what it is it's a political film about bourgeois guilt and about, I mean, there's the spectre of the disappeared. But the central idea is that you have this kind of middle-class character who teaches economics, incidentally, who we see early on teaching a class that everything comes back to economics. And then the story is that she is kind of quietly, complicit in what's going on around her because this thing happens and she didn't do anything about it. And so what you have is a story that's really interesting because it looks like a murder mystery. It looks like a thrill, but actually what it is a political drama wearing the clothes of a kind of murder mystery or supernatural horror movie. I liked it very much, and I thought it worked. It worked very well because obviously it kind of it invokes that idea of the disappeared and that idea about, you know, everything comes down to economics in the end. So anyway, it's a really interesting thriller. It's called A Common Crime, and it's available through virtual cinema screenings and on VOD.